All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're looking at something that honestly could make or break your business.
Oh, really make or break?
Yeah, this is a big one, and it's something that's coming up sooner than you think.
What's that?
Well, we're talking about the end of life for Windows 10.
Oh, yeah, that October 2025 thing, right?
That's the one, October 14th, 2025, to be precise.
Right.
And we're talking about this specifically for you business owners out there. Senior management, anybody who's running a business, you need to know about this.
So this isn't just like, oh, my home computer is going to stop working. This is a business thing.
Oh, yeah. This is about business. And it could have really big repercussions if you don't prepare properly.
Ooh, okay. I'm intrigued already.
To help us break down exactly what's at stake, we've got some great insights from Solve Business Services.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, and their director, David Nichols, who I hear is like a tech whisperer, helping businesses get through this and all sorts of tricky tech transitions.
I like that the tech whisperer, I bet he's seen a lot of changes in his time.
I think that's safe to say he's been in the trenches since the early 90s.
Wow, so he's seen it all then.
Pretty much. And that's why his insights are so valuable for this deep dive.
So where do we start with this whole Windows 10 end of life thing? What does that actually mean?
Well, it basically means after October 14, 2025, Microsoft is cutting off all support for Windows 10. No more security updates, no more patches. It's like driving a car with no airbags, hoping you'll never get into an accident.
Oh, wow. So it's not just the OS becoming obsolete. This is a security risk, too.
Big time. And that's not all. Our sources also mentioned that software developers and all those line of business applications, they're going to stop supporting Windows 10 as well.
Right. So even if your computer still works, your software might not.
Exactly. You could have compatibility issues galore, your accounting software, your customer database, everything could go haywire.
And wouldn't those types of things affect any business?
Well, yeah, any business that relies on computers, which is pretty much everyone these days. And there's another hidden risk. A lot of people aren't thinking about older hardware, especially those machines that got upgraded from Windows 7.
Oh, right, because everyone was rushing to upgrade back then when Windows 7 went end of life.
Exactly, and those machines are going to be particularly vulnerable.
So you're saying even if you're running Windows 10, the age of your computer could be a problem.
It's definitely something to consider because older hardware is just more susceptible to security risks.
I bet a lot of businesses don't want to hear that, especially with budgets being so tight.
I know, it's tough. And that's where Solve Business Services comes in. They're already reaching out to their clients to advise them to start thinking about upgrades now.
So they're being proactive, trying to help businesses avoid a disaster.
Exactly. And this is where their expertise really shines because they know how to navigate these transitions and minimize disruption.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to wait until the last minute and then have your whole business grind to a halt.
No, definitely not. And it's not just about avoiding inconvenience. We're talking about serious risks here. Our sources highlighted that this increased security risk could lead to skyrocketing insurance premiums or even voided policies.
Whoa, hold on. Voided policies?
Yeah, it's like your insurance company saying you're on your own, buddy.
So you could be left holding the bag if something goes wrong.
Exactly. And it gets even worse. There's new legislation in the works that could hold management and boards personally accountable for system compliance.
So this isn't just a tech issue. It's a legal one, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Ignoring this could land you in some serious hot water, both financially and legally.
Yeah, you've definitely got my attention now.
Good, because this is not something you can just sweep under the rug hoping it'll go away.
Right. Burying your head in the sand is not a good strategy here.
Definitely not. Proactive planning and action are essential. So the question is, what does Microsoft have to say about all of this?
Yeah, they're the ones pulling the plug after all.
Right. So let's see what they're saying about their end of support policies and what they're recommending businesses do.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, they're pretty upfront about it.
Okay, good. No beating around the bush.
They're basically saying, look, we've supported Windows 10 for a long time, but technology moves fast.
Yeah, things change.
Exactly. And they say to keep everyone secure and make sure things run smoothly, they need to focus on the newer systems.
So they're not being mean. They just have to move on.
Yeah. I mean, no hard feelings, but it's time to upgrade.
Fair enough. So what are they saying businesses should do?
Well, they're urging everyone to make the switch to supported operating systems like Windows 11.
Ah, Windows 11. So that's the heir apparent.
It seems like it. So how long can we expect that support to last?
Yeah, are we just going to go through this whole thing again in a few years?
That's a good question. No one wants to be stuck in a perpetual upgrade cycle.
Exactly.
Well, the good news is that Windows 11 support is projected to run until at least 2029. Maybe even 2030.
Oh, okay. So we have a bit of breathing room at least.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you should wait until the last minute to make the switch.
Right. Procrastination is not your friend in this case.
Exactly. And I know Solve Business Services has a smart approach to managing those Windows 11 feature releases.
Oh, yeah. I read about, they mentioned something about the 24H2 release. What is that all about?
Well, it's essentially a specific version of Windows 11. And what Solve Business Services does is they carefully vet each new release before rolling it out to their clients.
So they're like a quality control department, making sure everything is stable and secure.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
They want to minimize any potential disruptions to their clients' operations.
So it takes the guesswork out of it for businesses.
Exactly. You don't
Yeah.
have to worry about whether a new update is going to break something. Solve Business Services takes care of all that for you.
That's a huge relief, I bet, especially for businesses that don't have a huge IT department.
Absolutely. And it allows them to focus on what they do best running their business.
So you're saying this whole Windows 10 end of life thing doesn't have to be a nightmare?
No, not at all, with the right planning and the right support. It can be a smooth transition.
Okay, that's reassuring.
And it's important to remember that Solve Business Services isn't just about ticking boxes and making sure you're compliant.
Oh, what do you mean?
They really understand how to use technology to help businesses thrive.
So they're not just tech experts, they're business consultants too.
Exactly. They see the bigger picture and they know how to leverage technology to achieve your business goals.
Okay, I'm starting to see why they're so highly regarded in the industry.
Yeah, their expertise is really invaluable, especially in situations like this.
Well, this has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. We're just getting started.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot more to cover. We're going to dive deeper into the potential of cloud-based solutions like Microsoft 365 and explore how Solve Business Services can help you navigate this transition seamlessly.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's keep diving in.
All right, let's do it.
So let's talk about this David Nichols guy. I mean, you said he's been in IT since the early 90s.
Yeah, he's a real veteran.
So he's probably seen just about every tech trend come and go.
You could say that he started back when the internet was still a novelty.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
It is. And that experience is invaluable when it comes to navigating transitions like this.
Because he understands not just the technology, but also how businesses have adapted to it.
Exactly. He knows what works and what doesn't, what pitfalls to avoid, and how to make these changes as smooth as possible.
And I understand he's particularly knowledgeable about Microsoft cloud technologies.
Yeah, he's an expert in Microsoft 365 and Azure, which are becoming increasingly important as businesses move away from on-premises solutions.
Right, because cloud-based solutions offer so many advantages in terms of security collaboration and accessibility.
Exactly. And David Nichols and his team at Solve Business Services, they can help businesses make that transition seamlessly.
So they're not just about getting you off of Windows 10, they're about helping you embrace the future of technology.
Exactly. And that's what sets them apart. They're not just reacting to problems, they're anticipating them and providing solutions that help businesses stay ahead of the curve.
And their client testimonials really reflect that they have a lot of happy customers.
They do. And it's because they understand that technology is just a tool. The real goal is to help businesses succeed.
Okay, but let's bring this back to our listeners, the business owners and senior managers out there. Why should they care about all of this?
Well, the bottom line is that ignoring the Windows 10 end-of-life issue is a huge risk. You're putting your business, your data, your reputation, all of it at risk.
So it's not something you can afford to ignore.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, if you approach this transition proactively, it can actually be a huge opportunity.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Because it forces you to take a step back and really assess your technology needs and how they align with your business goals.
So you can use this as a chance to not just maintain security, but actually improve your overall operations.
Exactly. It's about leveraging technology to boost productivity, enhance efficiency, and ultimately become a more successful business.
And Solve Business Services can help with all of that.
Exactly. They can assess your current systems, develop a customized upgrade plan, and ensure a smooth transition to Windows 11 or whatever solution is best for your business.
So it's like having a trusted guide to help you through the complex world of IT.
Exactly. They take the guesswork and the stress out of the equation so you can focus on running your business.
Okay, so we've talked about the risks, the challenges, the opportunities, and the importance of having a partner like Solve Business Services. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Hey, right. So the question is, how can businesses use this Windows 10 end of life thing as a springboard
Okay, to what?
to not just, maintain security, but actually boost productivity and efficiency?
Oh, I see. So it's not just about surviving, it's about thriving.
Exactly. It's about taking this challenge and turning it into an opportunity to really improve your business.
Okay, I like that. And I think that's where Solve Business Services really shines. They're not just about ticking boxes and making sure you're compliant.
Right. They want to see you succeed.
Exactly. They want to help you leverage technology to its fullest potential.
And you mentioned cloud-based solutions like Microsoft 365. That seems like it could be a game changer.
It really can be. It's not just about email and word processing anymore. It's a whole suite of tools that can transform the way you work.
So it's like a whole digital office in the cloud.
That's a good way to put it. And Solve Business Services, they're experts at helping businesses make that transition smoothly.
So they don't just throw you in the deep end and say, good luck, figure it out.
Not at all. They work with you to tailor the platform to your specific needs, make sure you're getting the most out of your investment.
So they're like tech consultants and business advisors all rolled into one.
Precisely. They understand both the technology and the business side of things, which is crucial for success.
Okay, I'm convinced. I think it's clear that Solve Business Services is a valuable partner for any business going through this Windows 10 transition.
I agree, and I hope our listeners are starting to see that too.
So to wrap things up, what's a key takeaway here?
The key takeaway is that the clock is ticking on Windows 10. Ignoring this issue is not an option. But with the right planning and support, this transition can actually be a springboard to a more secure, more efficient, and ultimately more successful business.
So don't panic act.
Exactly. Take control of your technology destiny, find a partner like Solve Business Services, and embrace the opportunities that this transition presents.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the end of life for Windows 10.
I hope everyone found it helpful.
We tried to make it as informative as possible and give you the tools and resources you need to navigate this transition successfully.
Remember, knowledge is power, especially in the ever-changing world of technology.
So stay curious, keep learning, and don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it.
Absolutely. There are experts out there like David Nichols and Solve Business Services who are ready and willing to guide you.
All right, folks, that's all for today's deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
Until then, stay ahead of the curve.